You are listening to the Daily Roundup here as part of the Reality Steve podcast. I am your host, Reality Steve. I've got quite the interesting show for you today. I do have some info on the Women Tell All from this past Wednesday that taped. I am going to talk about the Traitors finale that Peacock released last night. But first, I'm going to talk about my day yesterday as best I can. And we'll get to that momentarily. So any of you that followed me yesterday on social media know that I was in the hospital. As I'm recording this, I am still in the hospital. They wanted to keep me overnight. I just want to say that I want to thank everybody who sent me messages, even though you had no idea what was going on. I wanted to thank you for just caring enough to know how I was feeling. I feel fine. I don't want to really get into why I'm here. But I'm not going to give you nothing. And I'll just say, I'm getting older. And as you get older, you need to take care of your body. And for the last probably 4 or 5 months, I would say that I didn't take the greatest care of my body. And it had nothing to do with, I'm not a smoker, I'm not a drinker, I don't do drugs, nothing like that. I just kind of slacked off on getting to the gym as much as I should. And it caught up with me. You know, I went in yesterday to see my doctor for my annual checkup. I saw him in July. He wanted me to come back basically in 9 months. So I had my appointment yesterday. There were some things that were going on with me physically that something seemed off. And so I went to the doctor yesterday. They take all the vitals and stuff like that. And he said, I think you need to go to the ER. I want you to get some stuff checked out. So immediately I drove myself to the ER. And they did their tests and they ran their vitals and they said, we think you should stay here overnight. We want to monitor you. So I'll just leave it at that. Maybe at some point down the road, I'll talk about it. It's just, this is all kind of new to me and I don't really understand a lot of medical work. The nurses here have been great. Room service was not bad for hospital food. Kind of liked it. Was it Olive Garden? No. But good menu. They basically told me I should be discharged today. I mean, this is just a kind of a 24-hour monitoring thing. I've basically been pumped with fluids for the last 24 hours. And just want to leave it at that. And just, you know, maybe someday I'll talk about it. But you know, I would just say don't, this isn't some major, I don't have to have surgery. This isn't some major, I don't know how to say it. You just don't want to throw words out there, you know? So, but I appreciate everybody that emailed yesterday asking, are you okay? What's wrong? You know, I would say I can't reply to everybody because everybody was asking that, but, yeah, we'll be good. I should be out of the hospital today. And back to doing things. I just have to kind of monitor myself now moving forward is the best thing I can tell you. I've got to be a little more careful about choices I make, because I'm getting older and my body's getting older and I'm not young and spry anymore. So that's where we're at. Thank you again to everybody who reached out. So I still have my voice. And even though I was here and they told me we would like you to stay, I had my laptop brought here so I could still record a podcast. It's not me talking is not going to do anything or make anything worse or better or anything like that. It's just like I said, but I do have some information for you from the Women Tell All. That was taped on Wednesday. I don't have a lot of details, but there are some things in here that you probably want to know about. I'm sure over the next week, I'll probably be able to get more detailed information. Like, first off the bat, I do not know everybody that went up to the hot seat. I know Maria did. But I don't know everybody that went up there. I'm not sure. So that's one thing I don't know other than Maria. I mean, if I had to guess, obviously, I don't even know. I don't even want to guess. But I know Maria went up there. Apparently, the quote-unquote, you know, if we're calling winners and losers of the women tell all, apparently Leia got it the worst. That's what I'm hearing. And at one point, even the audience started chanting Maria's name. So there is that. That doesn't seem to bode well for Leia. I know that I was told that Jess and Maria got into it a little bit. Obviously, they had their little tiff during the season. Jess tried to explain herself at the Women Tell All. Maria jumped in, kind of going back and forth, talking over each other. But ultimately, I was told cooler heads prevailed, and they, you know, it kind of ended with, you know, we're fine. You know, it was worked out and whatnot. I think probably the biggest thing I can share from the Women Tell All was the fact that Rachel was there. So confirming that she leaves at Final Three. However, this episode is going to air on March 18th. Rachel did not show up at the Women Tell All until the end. Because what's going to happen is on the 18th next week. Wait, is the 18th next week? No, sorry, the 11th is overnight dates. Okay, so on the 11th, next Monday, is the overnight dates. That episode is going to end with a cliffhanger. It's going to end with all three women still there in Mexico, Daisy, Kelsey, and Rachel. So when the following week on March 18th, when that episode opens up, they are going to wrap up, you know, probably the first, 15, 20 minutes, maybe the first half hour of that episode will be whatever the conclusion is to Rachel ultimately getting sent home. I don't know if she eliminates herself, if he eliminates her before the overnight date, or if it's at a rose ceremony. That I don't know, but she finishes third. But that's not going to be shown until the first part of the March 18th episode, which is the Women Tell All. So once Rachel gets eliminated in Mexico, it's going to transition into the Women Tell All. So when the Women Tell All episode opens up, Rachel will not be in the audience. They're going to, like, I guess, play it out and bring her out later. And, you know, I'm sure Jesse's going to say, you just saw a heartbreaking ending for Rachel. We'll talk to her later. So I think that proves that she is at least the second person that gets a hot seat. There was no Bachelorette or Golden Bachelorette announcement. Nothing new on that front. I don't know where they're headed, but we're going to find out within a couple weeks who the new Bachelorette is. And I don't know about when Golden Bachelorette is going to be named or anything like that. So that's what I got for you. Like I said, the biggest thing probably being that that the episode on next Monday is not going to end with Rachel being gone. That will start out in the March 18th episode. She's still there. And then however she is eliminated from the show. And then that'll transition right into the Women Tell All. But she is there at the Women Tell All. So just know that. This podcast is brought to you by Factor Meals. I can't say I had a Factor meal last night since I've been in the hospital all day, but Factor Meals, to actually get 50% off, go to factormeals.com/realitysteve50 with promo code realitysteve50 for 50% off your order. That's factormeals.com/realitysteve50 with promo code realitysteve50 for 50% off your order. Also, this podcast brought to you by Earth Echo Foods and their new superfood cacao bliss. Go to shop.earthechofoods.com. Promo code RealitySteve for an additional 15% off your order. That's shop.earthechofoods.com. Promo code RealitySteve for an additional 15% off your order. And remember, if you cannot remember these websites that I give you, all you got to do is go to your episode description page wherever you listen to your podcasts. You'll see Factor Meals. You'll see Earth Echo Foods. Click on that and it'll bring you directly to the landing page for those. All right. The only other thing I want to talk about, obviously laid up yesterday, could only just follow stuff on social media and whatnot, but I have Peacock on my phone, which means I watched the Traitors finale here on my hospital bed on my phone. And man, I don't want to say I was bored with the Traitors this season. I just was like, okay, it's the Traitors. This is what, you know, this is what it is. But that finale was great, and it made me realize why I like this show, because there are a lot of twists and turns and whatnot. I was sitting here all alone being bored yesterday and watching the Traitors, and I'm just like, Alan Cumming makes everything so dramatic. A simple sentence of, you know, if Jeff Probst was the host of the Traitors, he'd be like, hey, MJ, are you a faithful or are you a traitor? You got to tell everybody now. But Alan Cumming with his, are you a faithful or a traitor? A traitor. It's hilarious. The guy cracks me up. Are you a faithful or a traitor? Is that a good Alan Cumming? Are my impressions getting better? I think so. I think I'm doing pretty well. Anyway, so we had what, 5 to start the episode. They banish Sheree, and then we're down to 5, right? I probably should have written some of this down. But yeah, they banish Sheree, and we're down to 5, and that is CT, Trishelle, Kate, MJ, and Sandra. Kate's the only traitor left. So they go through their final competition, the 5 of them. They earn the $50,000. Again, I don't think they raised the flag with, what, 14 seconds left? The show is overly dramatic. There's no way that every single challenge that they do that's timed, they happen to solve it with just under 15 seconds left. So, but they did it, whatever. They got an extra $50,000. So the pot going in to the finals of this show is $208,000. And it looked like they were all set to just vote Kate out, and there was going to be 4 left, and they were going to have to see how that was going to go, if they were going to split it 4 ways or what. However, Kate somehow convinced Trishelle and CT to flip their vote. They voted for Sandra. Sandra's gone. So now we're down to 4. And that's where they have the, you know, whatever. I don't want to call it the final bonfire because that's Survivor. But the 4 of them have to go outside in front of the castle. And they have to determine the end of the game. You can either end the game or continue. We saw what happened. And they all decided to banish somebody. Kate was the only one that didn't banish because obviously she wanted the game to continue and wanted to convince the other 3 that she was a faithful and the 4 of them could split $208,000. Well, that didn't work. So Kate gets voted out by MJ, CT, and Trishelle. Now, we all know those 3 are faithfuls. They all knew they were all faithfuls. But here was the thing that interested me. When the 3 of them were in the finals, I think probably, I'm telling you, and obviously I can't prove this because nobody was here in my room with me, I knew CT and Trishelle were going to split. I knew that CT and Trishelle wanted to be the final 2. I knew it was coming. So, because, you know, they've known each other for 20 years through the MTV, MJ is nothing to them. And when I saw that play out, the only thing I was thinking, like the first vote, so it's down to 3. MJ chooses to end the game, but then we see Trishelle throw in a red pouch and CT throw in a red pouch. They knew MJ wasn't a traitor. They just wanted to have as much money they can to themselves. They didn't want to split it 3 ways. They wanted to split it 2 ways. Perfectly fine. They just never told MJ that. I knew it was coming. However, on the first round of voting, CT votes for MJ, MJ votes for Trishelle, and Trishelle votes for CT. And I'm like, what was she thinking? And the only thing I could think of was maybe Trishelle thought MJ was going to vote CT, but then she would have split the money with MJ. She still would have got the same amount of money, $104,000. But I thought she wanted to do it with CT. I didn't understand Trishel's vote. Even when she said, like, well, you said some things earlier, I didn't understand that. So then they revote, and Trishel changes her vote to MJ. And CT and Trishel vote for MJ, and MJ's gone. MJ's going to watch it back and realize that, yeah, these two wanted to win it together. They wanted to win more money together. Look, it's a game. It wasn't personal. I'm sure MJ is going to take it personal. And at the reunion show next week, she's probably going to chew them out and say, you're greedy or whatever. But the bottom line is they didn't do anything wrong. And I hope a lot of you saw that coming. I didn't see the first vote coming where Trishel voted for CT. I don't even really understand why she did that. It didn't make any sense to me. Because because MJ was basically just deciding between, I don't want to vote for either of them, so I'll just vote for Trishel. What if MJ would have wrote down CT's name? Trishel would have got the same amount of money, but she would have split it with someone she doesn't even really know or care about. So I was surprised she did that. But I wasn't surprised that CT and Trishel did what they did. They wanted as much money as possible. They didn't want to split 208 three ways and get, what, 70, a little under 70,000 each? No, they wanted 104 each. So I can't say I fault them for that, but it was an absolutely riveting ending to the show, because we end the show last season. Suri was a traitor all the way through and ended up fooling people. This season, we got two faithfuls that won the game. So I like that. Or should I say, two faithfuls and no traitors. I should take my act on the road, if you ask me. Like, I should just be doing Alan Cumming impressions at comedy clubs across America. No, just kidding. Anyway, again, thank you everyone who reached out. I really appreciate it. Nothing to worry about here. Just me having to take care of my body better. And I'll leave it at that. And should be out of the hospital today. So I'm looking forward to that. Going home, playing with Luca. Being real excited about that. So again, thank you all for listening. The Sports Daily will be up in an hour from now. Check that out. Although I haven't recorded it yet, I got to look at some sports stories to figure out what I'm going to talk about, because I've been more dialed into Bachelor stuff today, and I didn't even get to the Laura Owen stuff, so we'll talk about that on Monday. But Sports Daily up an hour from now. Please follow me on Apple Podcasts, rate and review. But the biggest thing you got to do is hit play, because it doesn't now count as a download by just showing up in your feed every morning. So please do that for me. I'd really appreciate it. Again, I can't thank everyone enough for reaching out yesterday and inquiring about what was going on. But your boy's fine. Just needs to do a little work on himself and just take care of my body a little bit better. So again, thank you all for listening. I really appreciate it. And I will talk to you on Monday. See you.